Here today. As I've told you in the past that we've done these online messages, I want everyone to know this is not the way church is supposed to be. Jesus says that we're to assemble together with the believers, and that's a command. And obviously, the way of the world and this threat of pandemic has meant a lot for churches. We should be in prayer for those churches in places like Kansas where people are struggling with that. I need to assemble. I want to be with the believers. But we're also told to be obedient to the government and do what we can to support Caesar, and in this case, the Washington government and the governor of Phoenix, governor of Arizona. I said Phoenix, and that was no special meaning to that. But Governor Ducey has given us directives about things like this, and worship is not yet a thing that we can do. But hopefully, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll see that. Next week and for the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be doing this online thing. So I hope that all of you can be with us worshiping the Lord. And for some of you, it might even be a little bit easier. If you look at our bulletin, I posted it there at the group website, the Trinity Bullhead Growing in Christ website. If you take a look, there's some announcements there. One of them is that we're going to try to, at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, to have a prayer meeting where we get together and we pray together and we ask God to lift up our church and build our church up during this difficult time, praying for those who are having difficulty all over this country. And so our goal is to have a time of prayer and a time of short Bible study as well. So be looking for updates here at the website, on email, and things like that. We will keep you updated as best we can. So that's hopefully coming up on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Look for updates. And we hope to be able to do that. Another thing I want to do is just take a time of prayer right now. It's so important for prayer. I was just thinking as we're up on the hill, we didn't do our prayer time, so we need to do an extra one now. So I just want to mention that we need to be in prayer for those who are on the front lines in places like New York and Louisiana, Chicago. Pray for those doctors and nurses and healthcare workers that are doing their best to fight this pandemic. So I know there's some other prayer requests. We are going to give praise today that Kevin and Rusty are all good as their truck rolled on a trip out to California, and they had some struggles with that. So please be in prayer that nothing crops up with Rusty. Some of those, that last accident, he had some issues, and we just pray that none of those will happen. So we need to pray for Rusty. We need to pray for Alex and Elena. They're here. I hope you got to see them as they helped us with the Sunrise service. We appreciate them so much for doing that. And then last week, Stuart and Kevin and Connor were there helping me out. I really appreciate the Dubois family and them volunteering to help out with the ministry. Such a blessing for them to be able to do that. So I want to just say thank you publicly for their help with that. And so be in prayer for Elaine and Alex. They'll be traveling back. Stuart will probably be going back. Those who are traveling, give them safety as they travel. And then all of the people that are dealing with loss of jobs and issues financially, that God would bless and lift up. Pray for our small business owners like Rusty and Peter and Mary and their business. We should pray for them as they deal with the different issues that they are dealing with as their businesses in many cases have been closed. And so let's pray for them. Let's support them if we can. And then just all of us as we deal with the loss of work. I know our girls in Flagstaff, you know, they're not working. And so they're by themselves a lot. So pray for them as well. Appreciate Jeanette helping with the music so much. So let's go to prayer and ask God to help us during this time. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you're a great God. You're a God that loves us. You're a God that cares about us. You're a God that looks down on this world. And Lord, we know that you're a sovereign God too. We don't always understand that. And that's a difficult question as we look at this difficulty and all the difficulties with unemployment and difficulties in travel and things like that. But Lord, we know that you love us still. You've told us you love us. And I have been so amazed at reading the book of Luke this week and just seeing how you interact with people and the love that you have and the message, which is not a message of arrogance, of I am the great king of the world, which you are. But as you were on this earth, how you loved people, cared about people, gave wisdom, and cut to the chase about problems in people's hearts. And of course, you were able to look beyond because of your sovereignty and because of your all-knowingness. And that's how you work in our lives. We're so thankful for who you are. You are a great God, but you're a loving God, and you're a caring God. Help us through this time, Lord. Give us strength. Give us power, like the dunamis of the New Testament. Help us to have strength and power as we work through the difficulties that we're going through right now. We pray specifically for Brother Rusty. Take care of him, Lord. Lift him up after this accident. Pray for Kevin, too. Don't think anything's going on, but we're thankful that he was able to get through this accident. Pray for those who travel, Alex and Elena, as they go back. And as we'll be traveling this week to take Caleb, we pray for travel mercies. Lord, we pray for those who are out of jobs. Almost all of us are connected with people that are out of jobs. I pray you get them through this time and then bring the economy back as quick as possible. I pray that you keep the COVID virus away from us, especially those who struggle and have compromised immune systems that are older. Pray for my mom. We pray for Paula. We pray for Beth and Richmond in California. Take care of them, Lord. I think of Jeannie Dell. Lord, take care of her and keep her safe during this time. And all of us, Lord, we pray for those of us as teachers like Sam and me and Ava and Andy and Jeanette and Alex and Elena. Lord, help us as we do these jobs that we do. It's difficult. The state's saying you got to teach and there's difficulties in this online learning. Give us strength. Give us power. Give us wisdom to know how to best make a difference and love the kids as best we can. Lord, we love you so much. We're so thankful how you work in our lives. And then we also think of healthcare workers. I pray for Sarah as she helps at the hospital in different ways. And Lord, just help her. And Lord, we think of Caleb too, his compromised immune system, that you give him strength to get through this. It's getting better, and we're so thankful for that. Give him strength and power in his heart to overcome. Lord, you have shown us in your word that we can overcome. And we can have a resurrection look and walk. Help us to have that. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.